This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program, inviting you to take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Wayne is with us tonight here, and you've got a story from, of all places, Time Magazine, which what you're telling me is you're a little surprised it's even appearing in Time Magazine. You want to tell us about it?
Yeah, Wayne? There's a very libertarian-oriented article called The Dropout Economy from time.com.
We were just talking during the break about school and how you were thinking, Wayne, as a father, that maybe this college thing isn't all it's cracked up to be, especially today. And I was pointing out that I wish I could have my 2 years back. I just didn't feel like it was really worth my while. And I didn't spend that much.
Mm. Well, I remember when I first started going to college, it was just before the student loan program started, the federal student loan program. And I went to a rather expensive private university at the time. It was $3,360 tuition for my first year of college.
Oh, that's cheap.
And yeah, but I could have gone to a state school for about $1,200, just to give you an idea of what the price difference was.
Man, so, wait, what year was that? 1955?
It was in the 70s, that's all I'll say.
But the fact is, college has just jumping and jumping in price. A lot of universities are raising their prices. I was listening on NPR, some of as much as 30%, but in 1 year.
You're right, but you know, in my college years, my freshman year, there was no student loan program. Sophomore year is when it started under Jimmy Carter. By the time I was a senior, that same college tuition was $8,200 a year.
Wow.
So when all that money went flowing into the college system, prices rose.
And
so
more than 100%.
And the whole idea of the college loans originally was to make them more affordable for people. But all it did was put students in debt.
Mm-hmm.
Because before that, even with a job I was working through the summer, I could almost pay for my own education.
There are so many stories. Whenever we talk about the issue of college and whether it's worth it or not, it's so easy to find people with these just horror stories of, I went into college thinking it'd be great, and now I'm working as a waiter, and I'm not doing anything with the degree, and I've got $100,000 in debt to pay off.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, and some people, and you have to wonder to some extent, in the field that I went into, was it a good idea to get a degree at all? And, did I need this? I just.
Some people still do need to have a college degree for the field they're going into, mm-hmm. but a lot of people, not so much.
Exactly.
Anyway, that's not necessarily the main focus of this story, right, Wayne? What's going on?
It's called The Dropout Economy. It goes on, middle-class kids are taught from an early age that they should work hard and finish school. Yet 3 out of 10 students dropped out of high school as recently as 2006, and less than a third of young people have finished college. Many economists attribute the sluggish wage growth in the U.S. to educational stagnation, which is one reason politicians of every stripe call for doubling or tripling the number of college graduates. But what if the millions of so-called dropouts are onto something? As conventional high schools and colleges prepare for the next generation of jobs that won't exist, we're on the cusp of a dropout revolution, one that will spark an era of experimentation and new ways to learn and new ways to live. It is important to keep in mind that behavior that seems irrational from the middle class perspective is perfectly rational in the face of strained circumstances.
You know, just as an aside, one thing you can pretty much count on is that colleges are not really experimenting in new ways to learn.
No.
They don't have to.
Right.
I mean, they're, and this is
the way it's done.
Right. This is another thing that the voucher people, the people that believe that the public school will get better if you just institute vouchers, you need to take a look at college education in the United States, because that's essentially what it is. The government will pay for at least a good portion of your education, and what you'll get, which is, you know, the socialist education that you get in college, and you get it at an extraordinarily high price, that's what you're going to get.
Mm-hmm. Well, people who feel obsolete in today's information economy will be joined by millions more in the emerging post-information economy, in which routine professional work and even some high-end services will be more cheaply performed overseas or by machines. This doesn't mean that work will vanish. It just means, however, that it will take new and unfamiliar form. Look at the projections of fiscal doom emanating from the federal government. and consider the possibility that things could prove both worse and better. Worse because the jobless recovery we all expect could be severe enough to starve the New Deal social programs on which we base our life plans.
I don't know about you, but I'm not basing my life plans on social programs.
Right. Some people are, though.
Yeah.
And too many people are, especially the elderly. Better because the millennial generation could prove to be more resilient and creative than its predecessors, abandoning old, familiar, and broken institutions in favor of new, strange, and flourishing ones.
I think that's a fair thing to say.
Mm-hmm. Imagine a future where, in which millions of families live off the grid, powering their homes and vehicles with dirt-cheap portable fuel cells. As industrial agriculture sputters under the strain of spiraling costs of water, gasoline, and fertilizer, networks of farmers using sophisticated techniques that combine cutting-edge green technologies with ancient Mayan know-how build an alternative food distribution system. Faced with the burden of financing decades-long retirement of aging boomers, many of the young embrace a new underground economy, largely untaxed archipelago of communes, co-ops, kibbutzim, that passively resist the power of the granny state while building their own little utopias. Does that sound good to you, Ian?
Yeah, I'm all in favor of that. Let's have it up here in New Hampshire.
Let's get that fuel cell thing going.
Yes. Rather than warehouse their children in factory schools invented to instill obedience.
Absolutely,
in the future,
what they are.
You're right,
Wayne. I'm shocked to see something like that in Time magazine.
Yeah, I hardly believe it.
Well, they've got a good writer on there. Schools invented to instill obedience in the future mill workers of America, bourgeoisie rebels will educate their kids in virtual schools tailored to different learning styles. Whereas only 1.5 million children were homeschooled in 2007, we can expect the number to explode in future years as distance education blows past the traditional variety in cost and quality.
Right, because who says that in order to get educated, you have to ship your kids off to some sort of central location, even if we're just talking about within your town, and have them sit in a room, you know, in rows at desks and pay attention to the lecturer at the front of the room?
Who says that? This makes me absolutely bananas. This idea, and this is public school, private school, it doesn't matter. How much of the day goes into, raise your hand to use the bathroom, let's do this, you got to do this, you got to do that. It's all rules. Counting the students, how much of the day goes into educating all the other kids in the class that on something that your kid already has and would have.
Yeah.
I mean, I would go out on a limb here and suggest that school is basically just a middle class babysitting operation. That if parents decided they wanted to educate their kids, and they could do it in the evening after school. Do you understand? Instead of the time spent in front of the television, that the two hours spent with your kid after school would be more beneficial to that child than what it is that they're in fact learning. Because but the problem with that is then they're essentially just sitting there learning nothing. So rather than having the brakes, put on their learning, they're essentially, they're stuck there entirely. So
you can get them out.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, a parent has to make that decision. I'm just talking about the two working parent model and how one would handle that. I think, I think a kid of seventh or eighth grade age could probably educate themselves with a parent that's working or something like that, and then they could come home and educate them in the evening. But when you're talking about kids who are in grades 1 through 6, you can't really leave a kindergartner alone home with a book of matches, right?
No.
I mean, that's a bad idea. So you need to stay home. Somebody needs to stay home with them. I think there's a lot of value to that, and that's the deal I made originally with my wife, before we even discussed having a kid, is, look, if we do have a kid, this is how I want them educated, because I think this is the best way.
And it's not that easy to do nowadays, because starting in the 70s, when they really started to debase the money after Nixon took us off the gold standard, the first thing that people started to do to keep up their living standard was to have two people go out and work.
Sure.
And to keep up with the Joneses, of course. But today you can still do it if you have the right career, or maybe you and your spouse can both work 3 days a week apiece. You can still arrange it so one of you is always with your kids and you can educate them. And
it's also about living simply. It's not how much you make. It's how much you spend. You can the average, it can be done. If the wife wants to stay home, generally that's the one that stays home. It doesn't always have to be that way. But a husband can get a job and make that happen. He may have to work a little longer, a little harder, but it can happen.
We continue this conversation here in moments. We'd love your input at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
In the late 21st century, the hardiest, most daring adventurers have begun to colonize the solar system, where untold mineral riches await them. Jealous of their wealth and fearful of their freedom, the government of Earth is determined to extend their power to this new frontier by any means necessary. Escape from Terra, an illustrated science fiction saga from Big Head Press. Read it online at escapefromterra.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Candy. For inspiring ideas for your next celebration, be sure to visit us at celebrationcorner.com. You don't have to wait for a holiday to plan a festive meal. Celebrate any time with a fun menu or creative theme. Invite friends for a roll-your-own sushi dinner. Or surprise your family with a birthday cake when it's nobody's birthday. Fun is the name of the game, so make up a special reason of your own. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
The mighty Roman soldier was given a daily ration of fermented fish oil. The stoic Scandinavian Viking had a drum of fermenting cod livers outside the door of his home. And Grandma always had cod liver oil in the cupboard. Today, Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality, nutrient-dense cod and other fish liver oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, through fermentation. Cold-fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture's products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. Receive a 20% discount off your first order at greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code radio at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good for a limited time. Call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818 or go to greenpasture.
RFID chips are becoming more and more common. Right now, there are hundreds of millions of new credit cards and passports that contain these tiny radios. How can you keep them from transmitting your information? Turn them off with ID Stronghold. Secure wallets and secure sleeves from ID Stronghold will block these radio signals. Visit IDStronghold.com or call 800-610-2770. That's 800-610-2770. IDStronghold.com. Protect your information.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. And those features, by the way, do include our bulletin board system and our webcam and our archives. We give it all away. Those other talk show hosts charge you for their websites. at freetalklive.com. So enjoy all those features for free. Juris Dictionary, Mark, what is it?
Well, it's a program that helps the average person do pro se defense in court. And it's the whole package, which includes a five-hour video seminar, two-and-a-half-hour audio classroom on two CDs that you can play in your car or in your audio CD, and 15 in-depth reference tutorials. You get all of that for $250. You can take anything to court. You can have confidence in when you do it, and you can get all that by going to jurisdictionary.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. We're sharing a story from Time Magazine here. I want to take a break. We're going to come back to it because Christy is on the line, and it's just kind of talking about some ideas that of things that could happen in the future, considering some of the changes that the economy and educational world is going through. And we were talking about educational alternatives and things like that, alternatives besides this one-size-fits-all government system that is forced upon us all. Let's go to Christy, listening to WVTS in Charleston. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Christy.
Oh, hi. Thank you for taking my call. Hi.
You're welcome, Christy. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to call in. I just hear you all from time to time on the radio because I keep the talk radio on a lot, and I'm always so happy to hear you talk so positively about homeschooling. We are a homeschool family. We love it. Everything you ever say about it is completely true. It takes very little time. It's very easy to live a simpler lifestyle. There's no reason for people to have to work both for mom and dad to be gone all day. It's just that's bad for the family in general. The woman usually winds up spending most of her money that she makes anyway on things that cost to work. I still work. I'm getting ready to work right now, but we're self-employed and we just work around each other's schedule so we can be home with the kids. And we're just thrilled with the whole lifestyle of homeschooling. Once you teach your kids to read, they can teach themselves anything they want to. You know, we focus on the basics. I want my kids to be able to read well, write well, be able to do math well. You know, those are the basics, but it's their life for them to be able to learn whatever they want to. And, I mean, I could talk to you about hours about this subject. I'm passionate about homeschooling, and I'm just tickled that you guys are always pushing it on the radio. And in case you've not heard of it, there's a website called deliberatedumbingdown.com, which has an excellent free ebook all about how the public school system has been used to purposely dumb down children.
Huh, I wonder, is that tied in with John Taylor Gatto at all? Because that sounds like something he would.
His book. It's by a lady, and I'm afraid I do not have her name memorized, but the website, deliberatedumbingdown.com, and it has the link to the free ebook. You can save it, read it right there. Just all kinds of information just through the years, you know, from 100 years back. And another thing, since I have you on the line, I'm really active in a issue for parental rights that we can raise our children as we choose, free from government intrusion.
Boy, wouldn't that be nice?
Yes. Well, I want to encourage everybody to please visit parentalrights.org, sign an online petition to support the Parental Rights Amendment, which would secure our freedom to raise our kids how we want to. There's some serious threats against our freedoms to raise our kids however we choose. What medical, religious training, education, discipline, no matter what. The United Nations wants to take control of our kids. We're the last nation to sign this horrendous Convention on the Rights of the Child Treaty. If we sign, it gives our control to the United Nations. It's very, very serious, no matter what.
Well, I don't know about you, but I wouldn't sign that.
Right. So where are
you? When you say we, you must mean the U.S. federal government. We got some bad connection here. We got to let you go, but thank you so much for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
By the way, Ian, I was going to tell you this or ask you this. Have you ever noticed that the things in life that you've taught yourself are the ones that you're the best at?
Yeah, sure.
It's absolutely true. The things that you're passionate about learning are so important. I mean, you know, those are the things you retain. And if you think about the crap that was shoved down your throat, you don't even remember all of it anyway. You know, the things that you had to memorize.
No, tell me the order of the planets.
Oh, I can do that.
Really? I couldn't.
Absolutely, I could do that. I'm kind of good with lists. I'm just that kind of guy. I mean,
I see.
I can name the helping verbs and the conjunctions and the, mm-hmm. those kind of things. I like lists, but I can name all the seven dwarves. I can name all 50 states. Likely, I can get most of their capitals. I just like that stuff.
Hmm.
So, you know,
dork.
I'm a dork.
Here's
you
a turn
are calling
for you.
Me a dork. But I mean, you know, everybody's got their thing that their brain kind of gets into, and mine likes lists. But you know, it's the things that you teach yourself that are the ones that that you retain, and the stuff that they force on you, you don't.
Yeah, the basic stuff, like she was saying, reading, writing, arithmetic, you need those things. Those are your tools. Once you have those tools, everything else, the whole world is your oyster. It depends on what you want to explore.
Right.
And I think with kids, I've got my own. I try to expose them to as many different things as possible and see what they gravitate towards. And that's usually your best hope of helping them find what they're really good at that they love.
Mm-hmm. You know, the things you learn in history in school, somehow, you know, history didn't really float my boat then, but it does now. And I've done so much more reading on history in the last decade than I ever would have cared to do in school.
Oh, I hated it. I hated it as a
right.
student.
It was just a bunch of memorizing stuff. I mean, some guy and I were talking online, and you know, he said something about World War One. I went to the Wikipedia article, and and you know how exhaustive a Wikipedia article can be. I read the whole thing from front to, you know, from bottom to top in the last couple of days, and so I, you know, I feel like I've got a little bit of a grasp. Every one of those sentences is, you know, it's an entire book in reality. You know, they just kind of gloss over it. But I feel like I've got some understanding about World War One.
Right. But what they'll teach you in school is, what year did it start?
Right.
You know,
and
really
some things
that
they'll tell you is, you know, the Germany attacked the United States with some bombing in New Jersey. Well, it turns out, you know, from the Wikipedia article. Oh, wow. You know, it doesn't look like they actually ever proved that.
Right.
It could have been anyone who did it. If I went to Toronto and I set off a bomb, should Canada attack the United States?
Well, that's what they did. The United States certainly will attack another country based on someone setting off a bomb.
Sure
but
will.
I agree with you that they shouldn't necessarily. So the story is from Time Magazine. We're going to continue it here in a moment. Of course, we'll also take your phone calls as well about what you want at 800-259-9231. A surprisingly Liberty suggestive story in Time Magazine from...
Actually, this is the online version, so I would be kind of surprised if this was in the print.
Oh, you don't think this appears in the actual magazine?
I don't know. I'd be willing to bet they wouldn't put this article in the print version, but I hope I'm wrong.
All right. Well, we'll dig in a little deeper here in a few moments also. We'll take your phone calls. You can dial in about anything. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and Allied M10 gas masks are 3 for $30. And Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com. The Maine name in military supply.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help. And we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing in toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the single CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231 tonight. It is Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, including our webcam. Just today, upgraded the cam. Still the same cam. We just upgraded the quality level of the stream. You can see that and chat with some of our listeners over at cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com. I also made the chat window a little bit larger as well. Starting tomorrow night, Free Talk Live. Well, you won't be able to watch us on the cam as of tomorrow night because the cam's pretty much permanently here in our studio, and we're not going to be in the studio tomorrow night. Tomorrow we are going to be on location live from the New Hampshire Liberty Forum in Nashua, New Hampshire at the Crown Plaza Hotel. It's not too late to get involved, although the numbers, from what I understand, are record-setting. They've sold more tickets to this year's Liberty Forum than they had attending the entire forum last year. So including the walk-ups, the people that didn't have tickets in advance last year, they've sold more than the total attendance already last year, and there's still going to be walk-ups this year. So it's already a record-setting year here this year.
Awesome.
The Liberty Forum, which is great news. Of course, Free Talk Live broadcasting live the entire time. Looking forward to seeing many of our listeners out there and hanging out with hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people. It's a great time. Lots of excellent speakers like Napolitano, Judge Napolitano from Fox News, he is going to be there. One of the keynote addresses, also just a whole bunch of folks. You can go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum to get the whole schedule and all the speakers and get all the details. Again, it's not too late. So if you're going to be up here in the New England area, come on by the Crown Plaza Hotel and say hi to Free Talk Live and meet up with, again, hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people. It's a great excuse to come up here and visit New Hampshire during the wintertime, if you can believe it. Today it was 70 degrees here in Keene, New Hampshire.
Did it get up to 70? It was
that's
in the 60s, I saw.
That's what Luther said. It was 65 when I was out and about today. I mean, it was amazing.
Beautiful.
You really can't beat the weather that's going on. Right. So hopefully it'll keep up for the weekend, and we'll have a nice sunny, wintry, not really wintry week.
Yeah, spring. Spring week.
Yeah, it's spring. Spring
pretty
is
much.
Sprunging, no doubt. But
the leaves aren't here yet. The
giant
leaves.
Ugly piles of snow to go away.
One thing that happens in New England a lot is it teases you this time of year, and then all of a sudden you'll get a snowstorm.
A cold snap.
It will happen.
And then, well, you know, it won't last though. The whatever late March snow you get will melt quickly, and then you're right into spring in April.
I almost feel like having Liberty Forum in late March is false advertising. You know, because the idea is, you know,
it's a winter event.
Yeah, I think people should be able to see the winter in New Hampshire and see, you know, this is the worst that New Hampshire's got to offer. Here you go. It's middle of March or middle of February, excuse me.
Right. Well, we let's continue here. The dropout economy from Time Magazine, and then we'll get back to your phone calls here. I want to make sure we get through the rest of the ideas in this story. So, Wayne, would you pick up where we left off?
Sure. The cultural battles lines of our time, with red America pitted against blue, will be scrambled as Buddhist vegan militia members and evangelical anarchist squatters trade tips on how to build self-sufficient vertical farms from scrap heap materials.
I think that's going to be going on at the Liberty Forum in the Alternatives Expo.
Yes. It absolutely is.
We already know a lot of people like that. To avoid the tax man.
You can find them at the Liberty Forum. Come on down.
And Porkfest, too. To avoid the tax man, dozens, if not hundreds, of strongly encrypted digital currencies and barter schemes will crop up.
People are already talking about alternative currencies and starting their own, and of course there's some that already exist.
Leaving an under-resourced IRS to play whack-a-mole with savvy libertarian hacktivists. Work and life will be remixed as old-style jobs with long commutes and long hours spent staring at blinking computer screens vanish thanks to ever-increasing productivity levels. New jobs that we can scarcely imagine will take their place. Only they'll tend to be home-based, thus restoring life to bedroom suburbs that today are ghost towns from 9 to 5. Private homes will increasingly give way to co-housing communities in which singles and nuclear families will build makeshift kinship networks in shared kitchens and common areas and on neighborhood watch duty. Gated communities will grow larger and more elaborate, effectively seceding from their municipalities and pursuing their own visions of the good life.
Hooray! More secession!
I knew you'd like that one too, Ian. Whether this future sounds like a nightmare or a dream come true, it's coming. This transformation may not be so much political as anti-political. The decision to turn away from broken and brittle institutions like conventional schools and conventional jobs will represent a turn toward what military theorist John Robb calls resilient communities, which aspire to self-sufficiency and independence.
You know, I'd like to, before you go on, I'd like to kind of address that. 3 or 4 years ago, I was an advertising executive in Sarasota, Florida. I drove a convertible sports car. I ate lunch out every day.
Yuppie
my
scum.
Clothes, yeah, my clothes were. I paid to get them pressed. You know, because who wants to do all that ironing? And you know, I paid to live in the best part of town that I could afford, so that my commute to work was shorter, and all these things. And I think that one can, you know, when one gives that up, there's a lot of savings to be had, and you can, you know, you can live more simply and enjoy more things of, you know, on less
time.
My wife and I now, because I am blessed by working at this show. I work from home. I make my telephone calls, and then when I feel like it, I get up. I go and play with my son. I come back 5 minutes later and I continue making my phone calls or whatever it is, you know, and she makes lunch, and, you know, I go upstairs and I eat lunch, and usually it's probably healthier for me. It doesn't have as much salt. I don't get to order the fatty thing that I might order otherwise. And, you know, do I wear pressed clothes? No, I'm wearing a Darth Vader for President t-shirt and it's from 2008. So, you know, so no, I don't, but I don't feel like I'm missing anything there. I don't drive the fast, cool car, but, you know, I got a wife and a kid. It's not like I'm going out trying to pick up a date or anything. So, you know, life can change, and you can see benefits if you don't live the high-end lifestyle.
Yeah, I was in a similar situation with you, Mark, when I lived down in Florida. I had the nice car and the, you know, perfect manicured lawn and the yuppie house and everything. And I tell you that I have a similar life now where my wife cooks lunch for me, and I actually feel like my life is richer now than it was then.
Yeah, I do. Let's continue.
Okay. The left will return to its roots as the champion of mutual aid, cooperative living, and what you might call broadband socialism, in which local governments take on the task of building high-end tech infrastructure owned by the entire community.
Sounds like a horrible idea.
Right.
Assuming what a way to screw up infrastructure.
You enjoy broadband. Don't let the government get in charge of it.
That's right. Even the local government. But that's this fellow's vision of what could happen.
Yep.
Assuming today's libertarian revival endures, which we think it will, it's easy to imagine the right defending the prerogatives of the state and local governments, and also of private citizens, including the weird ones. The new individualism on the left and right will begin with a spirit of cynicism and distrust for that we see now, the sense that we as a society are incapable of solving pressing problems. It will evolve into a new confidence that citizens working in common can change their lives, and in doing so can change the world around them. We see this individualism in the rise of freeganism and the small but growing handful of cage-free families who've abandoned their suburban ideals for life on the open road. We also see it in the rising number of high school seniors who take a gap year before college. While the higher education industry continues to agitate for college for all, many young adults are stubbornly resistant, perhaps because they recognize that for a lot of them, college is an overpriced status marker and little else. In the wake of the downturn, household formations have slowed down. More than one-third of workers under 35 live with their parents. The hope is that these young will eventually leave the house when the economy perks up, and doubtless many will. Others, however, will choose to root themselves in their neighborhoods and use social media to create relationships that sustain them as they craft alternatives to the rat race.
You know, I don't know whether... In so many countries, it's fine and dandy when adult children live at home. And I don't know why it's such a demarcation of failure in this country.
800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We pretty much wrapped that story up. There's one more sentence left, but want to get your thoughts about the future of what life is going to be like. You can welcome to speculate or bring up something completely different. It's Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey water filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey water filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey water filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. If you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, we would really appreciate you becoming an amplifier. Times are tough, I understand. But if you can spare $3 a month, we would really appreciate it. It's money that we reinvest into this program to help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations, help spread the ideas of freedom as far and as wide and as quickly as possible. And the fact that we have over 500 people amplifying the show means we can do more, means we can do more advertising on the Internet. We can do more reaching out to radio stations to get the show on there. In fact, I'm going to New York City this weekend as part of the Talkers New Media Seminar to schmooze it up with the radio executives.
Hey, Rush.
No, well, he's actually come to a couple of them in the past, a couple of the conventions we've gone to, but normally they bring him in, he gives a 15-minute speech, and then he leaves. Yeah. But really, to his credit, he's a great speaker. I mean, there's no doubt about it. But Rush Limbaugh, whatever you think of his politics or his viewpoint, and I don't think much of it, I do respect the guy for what he's done for the industry and for his speaking ability. We've seen him twice, and he's been great both times.
Yeah.
So it's one of the things that the Free Talk Live AMP money goes for, is to get us on more stations, which means it sends me to this convention. Mark normally accompanies me, but Mark, you're going to be hanging out at the Liberty Forum all weekend.
Yep.
So we're split up for the weekend. And so it sends us to these conventions, and it buys advertising in the industry, and it helps get Free Talk Live into more ears. So please go to amp.freetalklive.com. Take a moment, learn more about the program, get signed up. You get perks like access to the commercial-free podcast, the AMP-only commercial-free podcast. Also the AMP-only forum. You get the AMP-only call-in line. So we sweeten the deal. You get perks. We get the assistance, your $3 a month, which is, you know, a price of a cup of coffee at Starbucks. So it's not a huge investment.
You know, the thing I like about the Liberty Forum over the Talkers New Media Seminar is at the Liberty Forum, the Free State Project, springs for us to have rooms, whereas at the Talkers New Media Seminar, you know, you're always so miserly with the AMP money, I have to share a bed in a hotel room with you.
We only had to share a bed once or twice.
once or twice.
Yeah, well, it's only when you can't get a double. They, you know, we have to take a king.
Lions ascend, and when you get to heaven, they won't let you in.
Do you guys get to see each other naked and stuff?
I
think I've caught a glimpse. I think I've caught a glimpse.
Look at him. He's like peeking in the bathroom and stuff.
800-259-9231. So that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's go to your phone calls and talk to Simon in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark. Simon? Texas.
Simon?
Once. Simon in Texas, going twice.
Simon.
I guess he's gone. 800-259-9231. So we were talking about this story from Time Magazine, The Dropout Economy, 10 Ideas for the Next 10 Years. And yeah, maybe some of them will come to fruition. Maybe some of them won't. It's just one guy's vision of what he thinks will happen.
Apparently, Glenn Beck went over this and considered it a terrible outcome, this prediction. Whereas
oh, really?
I hear it, and I hear it, it is liberating, you know?
Most of it. Yeah, most of it was very agreeable to me.
Well, it's basically showing how the existing system really has to collapse before something really new and good can come up, because the entire system right now is so entrenched that the only way to really get rid of it is to let it collapse, and that's what we're seeing the beginnings of.
Oh, toll-free number 800-259-9231. All right, we've got a call coming in here on the amp lines. We'll go unscreened to this. Who is this? You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian and Mark and Wayne, what's going on, guys?
Todd, what's on your mind
tonight? Boy, did you guys enjoy receiving your census lately?
Oh, yeah, I took it and threw it in the trash. But actually, since we were talking about it last night, I did dig it back out of the trash. I was thinking maybe we could have, like, a census burning party. That would be kind of fun.
Yeah, I know.
Now, we know that Wayne filled his... you filled out the first question, right, Wayne?
Question number one. How many people live in this home?
And Mark did not receive one because he doesn't have a federal mailbox on his house.
Right. For the real Liberty lovers out there, you don't put up the mailbox in the first place.
Well, I don't have a mailbox either. They actually came right to my house and delivered it.
Really? In person? A census worker?
Yeah.
That's where you squint in one eye and you talk with a country edge. Can I help you? What you need around here? We don't really take kindly to your folks around here.
What about you, Todd? I mean, how did you handle it?
Well, unfortunately, my dad handled it for me.
Oh, no.
He sold it out. But, yeah, I know. I didn't want to touch the damn thing, but he did.
And he didn't.
So. But the interesting thing is, it's the race part of the question that really wrangled me the most.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, they have the, you know, black, African-American, or Negro in there, and I'm like, are you crazy? Are you kidding me?
What's the difference?
And then they have American Indian or Alaska Native, Asian Indian on there. I'm like, excuse me, but if I were going to really fill that thing out, I'd put Vulcan on there or something.
Well, just to point of information here, black, African-American, or Negro are not three separate choices.
Okay.
It's one choice.
They just have to hit all the bases.
Well, I'm surprised they didn't put the C word in there, right, in that black there, you know. So I'm surprised that
they didn't
do that.
Why didn't they define white as also Caucasian? It just says white for white. Why not throw in Caucasian there as well in honky?
Here's a better question for you. Why didn't they just put German-American or Irish-American or, while we're at Italian-American? Oh, let's go even further, Croatian-American. I mean, all different flavors of white.
People want
blondes. You know,
I don't know why exactly, but I think the government, shares this. The data is more valuable when you separate it by ethnicity. And I personally am morally against giving, any kind of ethnicity. I just, I don't see any point
in
it.
Yeah, I liked Tom's suggestion that you write in human being in there, or human race or something like that.
But
I would have put in human race if I had the opportunity. But you know something? One of the interesting things is that my brother's here, by the way, and he's one of those socialist types. But anyway, he believes that, we gotta have them, we gotta have the information so they can, decide how many people are being representative and what schools would get funding and what ages of number of kids are gonna go in. How are we gonna know that without that information?
Well, Mark, you said it was about ethnicity, but if you look at the question about are you Hispanic, is person one of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin, they start breaking it down by country. So one of them is, yes, Mexican, Mexican-American, Chicano. Right. The next one is, yes, Puerto Rican. Yes, Cuban is the one after that. And then, yes, another Hispanic or Latino Spanish origin, print origin, for example, Argentinian, Colombian, Dominican, Nicaraguan, Salvadoran, Spaniard. But they don't do that with any of the other breakdowns. There's just Asian.
Imagine in 2020 when they start putting political ideology on there.
Point of correction, though, they do have Korean, Vietnamese, Chinese, and Japanese, but they don't break down the different African nations. They've got an Asian breakdown and a Hispanic breakdown, but not an African breakdown. It's very inconsistent.
I know. It's very frustrating when you look at this information. And remember several weeks ago when Judge Napolitano on his show was alerting everybody about the whole thing about the income and all the other information that they were going to put on those forms, and they backed off of it, if I recall, because, excuse me, but isn't the information that you're asking me to put on this form that I had to put on my federal income taxes? You know, it's just nuts. I mean, they want to know exactly how much money you make a single year. You know,
is that on there? How much money you make?
You're
talking about the IRS. I don't see that on the census.
That was on the long form.
That was on the long form. Right.
How many people got the long form?
I didn't get the long form.
Because I heard that they cut it down to 10 questions so they could really advertise themselves as going easy on people this year. I think they give you the long form in the off years of the American Community Survey. Todd, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
Yeah, you know, on the previous letter they give you before they give you the survey, one thing they always say is that everything is strictly confidential and everything, but you know, history doesn't bear that out. For example, in World War II, the U.S. used the census data to round up Japanese and turn them in camps.
They sure did, but they promise it's going to be private, Wayne. They promise here that it's going to be private, that you don't have to worry about that now. Because, you know, the government's so honest with you. You know, also, looking at this this race question here, there's the white option, and I suppose that includes like people from Russia and Europe and all these other places. But you're not necessarily white if you're from Russia and Europe and those other places. Black people are born there too, so it's very inconsistent. I mean, they have breakdowns for Asian countries, but they don't have breakdowns for the European countries or breakdowns for. It's just very strange, very strange.
You know, if everybody's mixed, it just depends on how mixed you are.
Yeah.
I don't like these race questions. I understand
either.
They feel like they could draw conclusions from their race as to what kind of music they'll listen to, the products they'll buy, things like that. But I won't give it.
See you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.